Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to All Things Therapy with Lisa Tahir, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hello there, and welcome to All Things Therapy. I'm your host, Lisa Tahir. I'm a licensed clinical social worker. I practice as an intuitive psychotherapist, and this is one of my favorite hours of the week to be with you as a podcaster. And podcasting has really changed me and my life for the better. I get to have conversations with people I never would have met before, including my guests today. And so it's really important to me that you all enjoy the show, that it's meaningful. I'd love to receive your feedback. And the best way to do that is to go to iTunes, where you can rate and review my podcast. And I'd love to get your feedback on what you think about the show. And of course, positive ratings help. Additionally, follow me on social media. You can go to Instagram and Facebook and pull up NOLA Therapy. That is my website, NOLATHERAPY.com. NOLA Therapy on Instagram, on Facebook. And I have been posting videos reading to you from my book that is available now. It is a book on healing our deepest core wounding through empathy and self-forgiveness. And I think it's a very timely book due to COVID-19 and quarantine, where people's wounds and old memories and just old emotions are coming up. And I offer you practical tips and techniques to be able to self-heal. You can find that at nolatherapy.com, as well as Instagram and Facebook. At my website, I offer you an online class teaching psycho-spiritual techniques, 20 of them, very practical skills like using a pendulum, creating an altar, how to meditate in different ways, and a lot of self-care techniques and books and practices that I have used in my very own life to help myself. You can also join my email list at NOLA Therapy and book sessions with me through phone, Skype, FaceTime, or Zoom, all at NOLA Therapy. I'm going to shift to the portion of my show with my guest, who I am really excited that we are with, Susan Kenny. She is a certified brain health coach. She's a certified life coach, a Reiki master, a sports nutritionist, and she is co-founder and director of therapeutic wellness at Emergo Recovery in Canada. And I just learned that Emergo is the Latin phrase for rising above. And I think that's really appropriate as well right now, during this time where we are asked to rise above our present circumstances and find new ways of connecting, new ways of self-care, new ways of socializing, and just living in our world. Her facility, Emergo Recovery, is a private residential facility, and they utilize integrative, evidence-based, holistic practices. And they are a wellness program with a twofold mission: to reset and restore your mind and body imbalances, and secondly, to help their participants identify triggers, unlock their purpose, and live a more positive and effective and happy life. You can find them online at emergorecovery.com. And with that, I just want to welcome you, Susan, to being with us today.
Thank you, Lisa. I am thrilled to be here.
Thank you. How is it today for you in Canada?
We actually have some gorgeous weather today. It's been an outstanding week, but I've been indoors for the last couple of weeks. We took everything that we did in a residential program, and with COVID, we have restrictions up here for people being able to physical distance, and lots of restrictions for our staff and team. So we hired a company out of Montreal, and we transitioned everything that we do in a residential setting to be online.
Wow.
So we started our pilot program last Monday, And so before we got on the call today, I was wrapping up with the group that we started with 2 weeks ago. And the changes are astounding. If anybody had ever said you can create massive amounts of change with people over a Zoom meeting, I couldn't have believed it, but it is absolutely happening. So I've been indoors and had the lights on me and zooming and all of that, but it looks beautiful out.
Well, congratulations on that transition. It's really a big one. You're welcome.
No, I was going to say, Lisa, we couldn't. It's something that my husband is also the co-founder of the business, Dave, and we started 10 years ago, and all was in the back of our minds. We said, gosh, we'd like to help more people, and being able to help more people means that we had to have something that would have had an internet presence.
Yes.
But we were working so hard day to day, moment to moment with the people and our team that there wasn't time. And so COVID has given us the gift of time, which has now created the opportunity for our reach to be international.
That's awesome.
So I feel blessed. Yeah.
Well, and the information that you are providing and the treatment that you provide is really important. I wanted to ask you to share with our listeners, because it resonated for me, being a social worker, that when our brain experiences trauma, the central nervous system is deregulated and it causes a whole host of issues. Can you speak to us about the importance of the way that you treat people and help them recover?
Yeah, absolutely. And this is a big topic, so I'm going to do my best to be succinct. But when we have trauma, and the brain does not differentiate between physical and emotional trauma, we have one nervous system, and that nervous system communicates throughout the body. And so what we know to be true in the work that we've done is that we're truly resilient human beings. We can take a lot before there is a break point. But when the break point happens, it's because the brain has had too much stress over too long a period of time, or that the stress that has happened in the short term is so powerful that it throws the whole system off of its balance. And so we talk about things like PTSD.
Yes.
It's real, right? When trauma happens, it means that the brain and nervous system have reached a tipping point. But the good, wonderful news for all of us is that we have this thing called neuroplasticity, and we have neurogenesis. So neuroplasticity is the brain's ability to regain function, to create new neurons, and perhaps even be better than it was before. Neurogenesis is the brain's natural ability to create new neurons. And so if you do the right things, and we can get into that on your show, Lisa.
Yeah.
If you do the right things, the brain can heal just like a broken bone, just like a cut on the skin, anything that happens. Our brains were made to be in a state of homeostasis and balance.
And that's so exciting, and more of a recent discovery in the last 15 years, I believe. Is that accurate?
Yeah, I think, I think you might like this. A little known fact is there was a neuroscientist out of Berkeley, California, and her name is Marion Diamond, and M-A-R-I-A-N. And Marion Diamond, actually in the 1960s, was the discoverer of neuroplasticity.
Wow.
So she was working with a team at UC Berkeley, and we can all be grateful to women like Marion Diamond who have made it very easy for you and I to have podcasts and shows and things, because they did the hard work to create more of an equality. She actually was the person who discovered in the 1960s neuroplasticity. And she worked with a number of rats, and they did a number of studies. And she found five things she and her team discovered five things that create greater ability for the brain to retain information. The brain actually grew larger in size, which is really important. Size matters. It may not be in the way you think. Before, you want a guy with a bigger brain.
That's great. Want. Yeah.
And so the five things that they discovered at UC Berkeley was, number one, diet was very important. Eating whole foods, a rich diet for the brain is what you want to focus on. Number two was exercise. And the reason is that it builds better brain cells. That's, we get more oxygen, we get more movement, but the brain improves as much as the other muscles in the body do. The third thing that Marion Diamond discovered is that the brain loves challenge. And it's the opposite of boredom and staying in a rut or having a mediocre existence. So challenge in that you love to discover new things and you like to, like children automatically have challenge every day. They learn to walk, they learn to use a fork, all of those things, right? And so
yes,
we are meant to have a lot of new experiences. And when we do, our brains benefit from that. The fourth thing that they discovered was very important was newness. In terms of reticular formation.
Okay.
So it was the senses became very engaged too. So seeing new things, feeling new things, having sensations and touch, all of those things were really, really important for the development of the brain. And the last thing that they discovered, which was of a great surprise, Marion Diamond says, is love. Love is very, very important for our brain development, no matter what age. And they got that information because they were working with some German scientists, and those scientists said, well, your data is good, but your rats aren't living long enough. And so they began to research what was the difference. And so what the German scientists taught them was to hold the rats and cuddle them and love them.
Yes.
And it increased the life of the rats for so many more days, but the brain size also grew. So love is really important for us.
I believe that. I mean, you can just feel in to that statement. When we're nurtured, when we're comforted, when we're feeling loved, it just expands every aspect of our lives in a positive way.
I have a great story that I can share that just happened for our family today.
Please.
So my mother-in-law is in a retirement home. It's been very, very challenging because a lot of the time they've been restricted to their rooms. So actually for the first 3 months of COVID, the retirement home that she's in, the care home, she was in her room for 3 months. So no, she's used to swimming and she's a very social person. She joined a lot of the clubs and we noticed a massive decline. So as we were phoning, we began to phone every day to make sure. Well, this is when we could actually get a hold of her. Before COVID, we could never get a hold of her. She was out of her room all the time.
Yeah.
Socializing. So it used to be the family joke. But there she was. And over the weeks, Lisa, she was rapidly declining. And she would want to stay on the phone longer. And she's developing memory and dementia and cognitive issues. So she was really starting to slide, more so than we'd seen in the last several years.
Yeah.
And so then the ban was lifted a bit and they started to socialize and we noticed that she was feeling a lot better. What we found out today is that one of the things that has really been sad for her, which we didn't know about, is she has a gentleman friend.
Oh, yeah.
And so they were really missing each other.
Of course.
And so we got an email today from the care home asking if the two families would agree that they could have meals together because now there's a second wave, and so they're back in their rooms again. There's love, right?
Yes.
That's love, no matter what age. But we knew that when she was in her room, we knew that there was a lot of things. And what they said is, too, that they're noticing that the residents have really not been eating very much when they're isolated in their rooms compared to when they're in the dining room.
Yeah, I believe
that.
The
social aspect.
The social aspect. So important.
Yeah.
So I'm curious, Susan, what kind of people come to Emergo Recovery if there's a listener out there interested in your program?
So most of the time, the number one and two things that people are wanting to overcome are anxiety, depression, or depression, anxiety.
Okay.
Usually these are intelligent people. They're usually very charismatic. They are, they're wonderful people to be with. There may or may not be a substance issue. And
I was wondering
it's because they're coping with pain of some kind, either emotional or physical. And really, they believe, like we do, that the brain holds the power to create this positive change. And so they've usually been on medications a number of years. They've done a lot of recommendations that other professionals have given them, but they're either spiraling downward and not getting any better, or it's really hit critical. Most of the people that have come to us are in the hopeless state. But we, with now everything that we're doing being online, we're looking forward to being able to work with people before they hit this stage.
Yeah.
So one thing that we know that's been brought to our attention recently in working, we work with a large network called the Archangels, and that's our mastermind group. And these are incredible giving professionals from all over the world. There's been a higher incidence of people in business that are developing symptoms of feeling depressed and feeling anxious since COVID started.
Okay.
We know that medication prescription is up 41% over the time COVID started to today. And if you think of the significance of that, 41% over a very short period of time. And alcohol sales are up.
Yes.
Anything to cope. And so I don't know, Lisa. I mean, we're looking at this now moving forward, and we know that what we do works really well, and it's holistic, and it doesn't require anything extrinsic. I think there's a lot more people that would benefit from everything that we know that can help, because it seems we're not through this yet.
Exactly.
So, yeah, families have been forced to be together and to work through relationships, and so I think that what we know is going to be so important moving forward, not just for people that have been very hopeless and maybe at the point of suicide thoughts or attempts, but I think it's important for everybody to be able to come back to what they knew was normal before.
Well, and as you're talking, Susan, I'm thinking about, depending on where you are as a listener tuning in today, we all have very different levels of access to the things that we used to enjoy. Mm. Like some cities, people can work out in a gym. Other cities, like where I am in New Orleans, and when I'm in Los Angeles, you know, you can't. And so finding unique ways to achieve the same results. And it's put us in like a grief process, depending on what we're able to do and not do. So I think what you all are offering is so important. And with focused on brain health and recovery, I also wanted you to talk to us about the process of actualized recovery, where Emergo addresses 10 dimensions of well-being that I took a bunch of notes on, because I think it's just important for people to know about these 10 areas and dimensions of our lives to be aware of. Can you talk to us about this?
Passionately.
Awesome.
So,
good.
Actualized recovery, we actually, that's a registered name for us. And the reason that we got there, it took 10 years. I mean, it looks brilliant right now and it's got a beautiful logo, but it really did take 10 years for us to come up with this, is that it's a brain first approach to recovery, actualized recovery, but it's not the brain only.
Mm-hmm.
And so we looked at Maslow's hierarchy and the process of the best and the brightest that Abraham Maslow was able to study. He called it self-actualization, right? To attain the highest part of the pyramid. And yet there's different levels that we work through. When people started to arrive with us 10 years ago, they were physiologically depleted.
Mm.
There was no self-care. They were barely able to take a deep breath, if at all. They had not had the energy to feed themselves, to cook, to care for themselves in any way. Water, you know, they weren't hydrated. There wasn't sleep. There was usually so much anxiety that they were unable to sleep. And so digestion, you know, most people, a gut and the brain are very deeply connected.
Yes.
So when you aren't able to digest properly, or when you have digestive issues, know that your brain is also having challenges processing. They're just together. So we have the vagal nerve runs down the left side of the body, and it's in constant communication, bilateral communication. And so when you say that you're using the intuition, I believe that. And it's because the brain and the gut, you know, our core of intuition is able to pick up on things that we maybe not, it's not mindful. It's just, you're very intuitive when things are in balance. When they're out of balance, everything is chaotic.
Mm-hmm.
And so when people first arrive with us and our online program of people that we started working with a couple of weeks ago, the first part is biological. So we need to look at sleep. We need to look at food. We need to look at hydration. And we need to look at movement, breath, beginning with just learning how to breathe. When you've achieved that biological base, you're sleeping, so you're waking, feeling refreshed, you're actually getting nutrients, and we use orthomolecular therapy to be able to support that too. So high doses of therapeutic supplementation,
yes,
along with food to be able to restore. So it's not something that you have to continue on taking massive doses, but if you are depleted, it's important. And so vitamin IV therapy is also part of what we do. We need to restore that energy to the brain. And if the gut has been compromised, we've got to get it in another way. And the IV is absolutely the best thing for the body. We can put mega doses in.
It is. I had a guest on recently, Susan, talking about IV vitamin treatments and just how powerfully, you know, influential that is.
Yeah. It restores so much communication within the body. And Lisa, when we started introducing vitamin IV therapy to our clientele, the longevity of what we do increased exponentially. how quickly people began to repair and sleep and feel better and even like themselves more changed. There were people that would come, and I said it was like watching the poster of the evolution, right? They'd be hunched over in the beginning,
yeah,
because they were just so depleted. And within a few days, they'd be standing upright, shoulders back.
Amazing.
So it literally was like watching the evolution poster. And that was, for some people, we had to do IVs every day. Mm-hmm. They were that depleted. And so once you get the biological part back, now you can work on the self-esteem issues. Now you can work on confidence issues. Now you can, you know, do the self-discovery.
Yes.
But you cannot do that until you are physiologically feeling well, until your energy is good, and until you're breathing. It can't be done. So that's the first part.
You know, I love that. Or else you're kind of hitting a ceiling if your physiological components and central nervous system aren't in balance and regulation and your gut biome. It's hard to, you know, really address the deeper issues and emotions. So, yeah, you're making so much sense.
Yeah, which is why, you know, people that go to a regular, you know, quote unquote recovery program have up to a 20% chance. So it's usually between 10 and 20% long-term success. What we believe and what we've seen is that the difference is when people come here, we have great food. And I mean, fantastic food. Our accountants cannot believe sometimes how much we spend on food. It's important in the recovery process, right? We need to restore all of the missing nutrients. And so when we begin with a physiological, it's so easy then for the person to become themselves. They're restored, right? The energy is restored. You start to see the light go on in their eyes. And then we can move to the psychological. So that's step two. And we use positive psychology as the basis for everything that we teach. And able to really connect with things like gratitude. Now, that's a fundamental, is helping somebody understand the power of gratitude. And here's why it's so important. So our nervous system can only process one emotion at the same time. And so we have, thank goodness, we have this thing called incompatibility. So incompatibility means that I cannot feel depressed, anxious, sad, and also feel gratitude at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And gratitude wins. But there's a way to do it. It's got to be really meaningful. So if I just say, oh, I'm grateful for shoes, it doesn't embody my emotions. I have to connect with my emotions. I have
yes.
to connect with the feelings. So I happen to have on one of my favorite pair of shoes today. And I can look at them and say, I am so grateful for these shoes because they are incredibly stylish. They are so comfortable. They are so different and unique. They're one of a kind. And I'm so grateful that I have these shoes. And so I'm bringing the emotion. I'm bringing the feeling to it, which in the moment changes my whole nervous system. And it releases different chemicals within the brain in that moment. That's how powerful gratitude is.
Susan, I wondered if I could jump in because I had made an asterisk a few moments ago next to this topic of positive psychology and the science of mm-hmm. happiness. And I wanted to give mm-hmm. a word out to my sponsors and come back to this topic to give it its proper time, if that's okay with you.
Oh, wonderful. Yes.
Okay, awesome. I'll be right back in a few minutes. So many people just like you have found help with CBD-infused products that support a sense of peace and wellness to help with anxiety and stress, sleep and pain management, as opposed to pharmaceuticals. At One Core Store, their CBD products are from 100% USA grown industrial hemp plants, and they are compounded by a licensed pharmacist to ensure quality and potency. And what's unique about this company is that each package has a QR code that gives the consumer access to the lab test results for that particular batch of products. So you can actually go check out and be sure of what you are putting into your body. One Core Store offers a variety of products for both you and your pets, and they feature Green Roads CBD products. CBD is found naturally in hemp plants. It does not have psychoactive properties and can support a sense of peace and wellness and even stimulation without caffeine, and then help you even sleep without the drowsiness of some of the other pharmaceutical products. And so they offer their products without CBD as well as full spectrum and broad spectrum CBD oils for those looking for additional ingredients with THC up to the legal limit in those states where they're allowed. One Core Store has been fortunate that 90% of their customers return for additional products. And I've been using a new nutritional supplement line for athletics, for working out, a fat burning supplement with natural ingredients, as well as a cream for sore muscles that has CBD and a cooling menthol effect to help with your sore muscles. They have been providing quality products since 2016. And as my listener, you can take 10% off their already low prices by going to onecorestore.com/therapy. And I'll spell it out, onecorestore, onecorestore.com/therapy, and try out their products for 10% off additionally from what they already offer. Okay, Sleep Cycle is the app to help you improve your sleep. It tracks and analyzes your sleep through your phone and wakes you up during your perfect window of light sleep based on the time you set your alarm to go off for. Sleep Cycle has tracked and measured sleep for over a decade. And while you sleep, the app actually listens to your sounds and analyzes your sleep patterns. Based on this data, they can help you understand your habits and guide you into a routine that helps increase the quality of your rest, which in turn boosts your overall health. It is fully integrated with Apple Health, exchanging sleep analysis and heart rate data. It's non-intrusive. You just set your phone next to your bed or even in your bed, if that's what you prefer. There's a free version and a premium version of the Sleep Cycle app. And as my listener, you start by downloading the free version of Sleep Cycle, and they allow you to access 7 days of the premium version for free. As my listener, you can cancel anytime. And to check them out, go to sleepcycle.com/ATT, which stands for All Things Therapy, sleepcycle.com/ATT. Okay, Susan, to bring you back on and continue our conversation, I was really interested when I saw that Emergo Recovery, you all implement the like positive psychology, and you talk about the science of happiness and even teaching things like gratitude, the law of attraction, self-compassion, which I believe is so important right now, and just the role of those practices in our lives daily. So I'd love for you to pick back up with us.
Yeah, I'd love to. So I was blessed to be able to take my training in positive psychology from Tal Ben-Shahar. So I worked with him directly and through Kripalu, which is a beautiful place in Massachusetts, a yoga retreat, but it's also an education center. So it was one of the best periods of my life when I was introduced to positive psychology. And you're right. Here's why it works with, well, it works with everybody, but in particular, it works with the people we work with. They have been so focused on their deficiencies. And they've been told that they don't measure up and they don't fit in. And so after a while, when you're only working on deficiencies, you really begin to lose that hope. And positive psychology just fit for us so well because it's discovering your strengths. At the core of positive psychology, it's the science of happiness, as you've said. And it is discovering what you are fantastic at, what is so special about you that's different than anybody else. So one of the things that your listeners can take as a test is there's a website called VIA Strengths and I believe .org. So VIA, Values in Action.
Okay, VIA.org.
Yeah, so VIA Strengths, I think, .org. But even if you Google VIA Strengths, and it will take you to a questionnaire. And the questionnaire is to determine what your superpowers are, what your strengths are. And so we all have, there's 24 core values, 24 strengths that we have. And they're all grouped together under different headings. And I'll tell you the power of it. So we're teaching this online group. It was challenging for me not to meet with people and not to be with people in a room. And this is one of the things that really changed it for us in the online program is once they did their VIA strengths and all of a sudden they could see the things that they are good at, that they value come to life. It has changed the conversation that we've had on our online program.
Okay, that's really cool. So, I just pulled it up to bookmark it.
Yeah, got it.
Yeah.
So it's the founders of positive psychology, they created this because they think it's the basis for really knowing our happiness and knowing our bliss and knowing joy is to know who you are. So the self-discovery piece under the blanket of positive psychology is really powerful.
You know, also looking at, I'm sorry, Susan, go ahead.
No, I was just going to add, and you said self-compassion. Kristen Neff, who is the leader in that. You know, it's a big part of what we teach is self-compassion, is just really being kind with yourself. And so positive psychology embodies that.
And I think to highlight more of what you're saying around self-compassion, it's such an important ingredient right now in our self-talk daily, the way that we are speaking to ourselves, about ourselves, really informs how we feel emotionally. And so every morning I start and throughout the day reminding, I have little affirmations taped up, reminding myself to approve of myself, because I think we just can't get enough of that. And our own languaging.
Yeah. This morning we were teaching the book called The Four Agreements.
Yes, love that book.
But yeah. And so the first agreement, and if any of your listeners have not heard of this book, it is my number one recommendation. I think there's so many lessons that can be learned, but the first one is be impeccable with the word. Mm-hmm. What we say is important. What we say to ourselves is the most important. And so you're right. If there are negative thoughts, and we also work with the Amen clinics through brain coaching. We teach their brain coaching. And Dr. Daniel Amen talks about ants. And those are automatic negative thoughts. And the only way to challenge them is to question them. And the first question is, when you have a negative thought, is that true? Byron Katie has another, she calls it the work, and there's four questions. And hers begins with, when you have a negative thought, the first question is it true? The second question is, do you really know it's true?
Mm-hmm.
So as soon as you begin to question these thoughts, it's like shining a light on something that's in the dark, and the thought automatically begins to change. So we're not buying into it anymore, which is creating Dr. Joe Dispenza on Gaia.
Yes.
There's a great series called Rewired. And the moment you think a different thought, it it cascades throughout our entire system. So you create a different neural pathway every time you challenge a negative thought or an old pattern.
Absolutely. And I'm a certified thought coach through the Institute for Transformational Thinking. And a part of my practice is to challenge negative and fear-based thoughts and teach clients, as well as in my own life, to push against them and release the negative thought and replace it with what we want to believe about ourselves, which is right. which is serving, which is affirming, which is loving, which is the truth of who we are at our deepest level. So yeah. it really works in concert with all the modalities and people that you just shared about.
Yeah, 100%.
And so I'm thinking in concluding, how can people reach out, Susan, if they feel like the material you're sharing today resonates with them? Since you're online, how can people interface with you and get more information and involvement with Emergo?
Yeah, so we're still through the main website, which is emergorecovery.com. And Emergo is E-M-E-R-G-O, emergorecovery.com. And or through our podcast, which is called Emergo Radio. And there's some wonderful brain topics on there too. We also work closely with parents and families of young adults typically to create a new relationship with that person. And we had a family meeting last night, and we got a beautiful email this morning from one of the dads, and he said, "I had no idea how much I needed to learn to be able to help my son." And it's just the same message, is that they're not broken. These people aren't broken. Their brain isn't just functioning in the way that we want it to. And so with neuroplasticity comes great hope. So families that have felt very hopeless and really worried about their family member. One of our online clients, Lisa, is a 77-year-old woman.
Wow.
Who is highly intellectual, very, very educated, and has lost her home in a fire.
Oh.
And we talked about the tipping point, right? We can only
yes.
handle so much stress. And the day her house burned down, that was it. And so there's nothing wrong with her. She's beautiful. We're making changes. But when I said breathing, she literally could not breathe last Monday when we started. Literally could not take a deep breath.
Yeah,
and now,
it was shallow.
Last night she went out for a 25-minute walk. She hasn't been outside in a number of months. And was breathing, practicing her breathing. And everything is changing. Her daughter's told us last night they're seeing their mom come back.
Oh, that's beautiful. You know, and I also read, Susan, that you all do follow-up coaching with people that participate in Emergo. So you don't just kind of, okay, today it's done and you're on your own, that there's a way to help people reintegrate back into their daily lives as well, working with you all.
Yeah, and just little things. Like I got a text message from a graduate 18 months ago. She left the program. And she reached out because she wanted to know what Vitamix she should buy. It's things like that. These are real life, right?
Yes.
And we're here. We're here long after they graduate.
Well, I sense that you derive so much happiness from what you do, Susan.
I love what I do. I can't believe it. Every day I wake up with purpose and meaning and the ability to be able to help people. And I can't put words to how amazing it is.
Me too. I feel the exact same way. Like, it's such a privilege to be able to work with people and help them resolve their pain. And I know for me, it keeps me growing and developing and wanting to be on my own path of evolution. And I sense for you too, with all that you do as a Reiki master, a certified life coach, that you offer so many different modalities to the people you work with.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'm currently studying functional medicine.
I read that as well.
I'm just about finished my certification with Well Coaches. too, which they use a lot of the same principles that we do with appreciative inquiry and nonviolent communication. So yeah, I'm thrilled to be able to add that in soon.
That's awesome. So it's emergorecovery.com for our listeners who want to get more information.
Yeah.
Susan, thank you for taking your time out today to be with us. I really appreciate our conversation.
My pleasure. My pleasure. Thank you so much, Lisa.
You're welcome. And I wish you a really wonderful evening.
And you as well.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay. Bye.
That concludes my time with Susan Kinney, co-founder of Emergo Recovery in Canada. And I just want to send you all my love. I am intending for you to have a great evening and weekend. Reach out to me through social media at NOLA Therapy, NOLATHERAPY on Instagram and Facebook. I've been doing some cool stuff there regarding mental health and physical fitness and just kind of showing you some more of what my life is about and living authentically, which I believe is a key to our happiness. I'll be back with you next week. Bye-bye.
You're listening to All Things Therapy with Lisa Tahir, only on LA Talk Radio.